In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christmas Day, 1983. I was in the Navy at the time, and days before Christmas, rumors go around the ship. You think Peyton Place is something, a naval ship is the place where rumors were born. We were going to go to Alexander for a port call for Christmas. We're going to go to Haifa. We're going to go to Alexander. We're going to go to Haifa. The day before we pulled in, we were definitely going to Haifa. So we had an 8-day port call over Christmas in Haifa, Israel. Christmas Eve, I was one of many that was privileged to go on a 2-day, 1-night tour of the Holy Land, that part of the Holy Land. Christmas Eve morning, we went to Nazareth. I stood in the Church of the Annunciation, and I heard, I guess I probably would have heard Matins, because it was in the morning. But I'd be in that place where the angel announced to Our Lady that she was going to bear the Son of God. Then we went on to a kibbutz. We had some lunch. We stopped there for a snack. Saw one of these kibbutzes. It's a farm. These farms that the Israelis have, very successful crops. Then we had lunch at the Sea of Galilee. This is Christmas Eve day. St. Peter's fish and Joppa oranges. Then we went on to down the Jordan River to where one of the places where they say our Lord was baptized. Then we crossed back over. It had gotten dark by now, and we were on our way to Tel Aviv. To spend the night. We're in a seaside hotel. Got there, and of course, it's Christmas Eve. I walked down to St. Peter's Church there in Joppa and went to midnight mass. Christmas morning, we go to Jerusalem and Bethlehem. On the way to Bethlehem, out from the road from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, we went through Jerusalem to Bethlehem and then back to Jerusalem. I stopped and bought an olive wood Bible and an olive wood nativity scene, both of which are in our home now, on Christmas morning of 1983. Went from there, and we got to the Church of the Nativity, went down to the grotto, and what a moving moment that was to look at that where our Lord is reported to have been born, that cave. Went on to Jerusalem and walked the Via Dolorosa. So in that day, I traced the 33 years of our Lord on this earth. The place of his birth, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, things that he did in between this in service to mankind. And then to walk up the Via Dolorosa to see the Church of the Crucifixion, Calvary, and then to see the Holy Sepulchre. I saw in those moments what encased the life of our Lord. It's something I will never forget. Christmas Day, 25 December. A reading from a sermon of St. Leo the Great. This is the day our Savior was born. What a joy for us, my beloved. This is no season for sadness. This the birthday of life, the life which annihilates the fear of death and engenders joy, promising as it does immortality. Immortality. Our Lord comes down from heaven, imagine that, who's always was, is, always shall be. And he enters into a mortal human body and yet at the same time imparts immortality for us by being here. Nobody is an outsider of this happiness. The same as cause for joy is common to all for all of us. For our Lord found nobody free from guilt. None of us are free from guilt. When he came down to bring an end to death and to sin, so he came with redemption for all. Let the saint rejoice, for he hastens to his crown. Let the sinner be filled with joy, for pardon is offered him. Let the Gentile be emboldened, for he is called to life. when the designated time had come, which God in his deep and impenetrable plan had fixed upon, God's Son took on the nature of man upon himself in order to reconcile man to his Creator. Thus would the devil, the father of death, be overcome by that selfsame human nature which he had overcome. Satan had overcome us, and yet one came, our Lord, to overcome that. The angels therefore exalted the birth of the Lord. They sang glory to God in heaven above. They announced peace on earth for men whom his favor rests. For they behold the heavenly Jerusalem being constructed from out of all the peoples on earth. How greatly ought mere men to rejoice at this mysterious undertaking of divine love when the angels on high thrill so much at it. I read something that actually a priest, I think, wrote. To celebrate Christmas in one day is not nearly sufficient, as we know. We said part one of the reasons is because the incredible mystery of Christmas you cannot absorb in one day. You can't absorb in 12 days, let alone one day. So we have these 12 days to consider the mystery of Christmas. My beloved, let us offer thanksgiving to God the Father through his Son in the Holy Spirit. In the great mercy with which he loved us, he had pity on us. And in giving life to Christ, gave life to us also, when we were dead through sin, so that in him we might be a new creation, a new work of his hands. Let us then quit of the old self and the habits that went with it. Sharers now in the birth of Christ, let us break with the deeds of the flesh. O Christian, beware of your nobility. Yes, we are kings through him. Of your nobility, and it is God's own nature that you share. Do not then, by an ignoble life, fall back in your former baseness. Think of the head. Think of the body of which you are now a member. Recall that you have been rescued from the power of darkness and have been transferred to the light of God, the kingdom of God. The light of God and the kingdom of God. Through the sacrament of baptism, we have been made a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not by evil deeds drive so great an indweller away from you. Do not by evil deeds drive so great an indweller from you. In other words, that says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. But submitting yourselves once more to be to the slavery, do not submit yourselves once more to the slavery of the devil, for you bought with a price, nothing less than the blood of Christ. Christmas week, we see the colors of Christmas. We see the green, the promise of immortal life, eternal life. We see the purity of God and his Son coming to earth. And we see the red, which would be his blood that he would shed for us. So Christmas tide is bittersweet. The Christmas week is sort of, as my brother used to say, a liturgical roller coaster. Have the joy of Christmas. The very next day we have the martyrdom of St. Stephen, the proto-deacon and proto-martyr of the church. The next day we have the feast of St. John the Evangelist. He was not a martyr, but he tried to make him a martyr. I guess the oil wasn't hot enough. I don't know. Then the very next day, we have the murder of the holy innocents. Those holy innocents, martyrs not by design, not by desire, but by circumstance. For while they seek the young child, Herod seek the young child's life, he had these babies murdered. And this keeps happening every time an abortion is performed. Here, there, everywhere. It's still the murder of holy innocents. And lastly, in Christmas week, we have the martyr of St. Thomas of Canterbury, Thomas Becket, who was a champion of the king, King Henry II. They were pals, and of course, Henry made him archbishop, said, well, okay, I got the church, I've all got in my hand. It's all up. I have it all now. I have the Archbishop under my tutelage and he'll do whatever I say as King of England. But of course, in the movie, we see the conversion as he prays to God to be the man that God wants him to be, to stand up for the church. So thus, Christmas Eve week ends. And then tomorrow, which we regard mostly as New Year's Day, tomorrow is the circumcision of our Lord. In some churches now, they call it just the holy name of Jesus. Well, it is circumcision. The child is named officially. But if we brush away the circumcision, then we miss an important thing about him conforming to the law. He was circumcised according to Jewish law. This was his first shedding of his blood for us. The Son of God, God in the flesh, conforming to the Jewish law, even at that very, very first moment, 8 days old, and he's circumcised to comply with the law. Thus his first shedding of the blood. So as this, as St. Leo the Great answered, said to us, we were bought with a price, the very blood of Jesus Christ. Let's then prepare to come to the feast that he's gone up to heaven pleading for us at the right hand of the Father. He comes to us in the blessed sacrament. So let's prepare to come to the feast. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.